Any thoughts about going back and trying to look at the tissue specifically, maybe in terms of the genomic health Oncotype DX assay?
Soon Paik is actually doing that. He presented some of the preliminary data on 92 patients. The major problem we have with that is that there is a bias in terms of pathologists providing blocks. They're less prone to provide us the blocks of the pre-treatment biopsy tissue if the post-treatment surgical tissue had no tumor in it. So among the 92 patients he got in the B27.2 sub-study, there were only 4 or 5 pathologic complete responders. What we might do is sort of make a plea to get those blocks retroactively, so to speak, from a better representation of the study and see what we can do with that. I think some people have questioned, in the light of B27, whether pathologic complete response is an appropriate surrogate or an appropriate endpoint. And I think we demonstrated pretty convincingly, due to the continued strong correlation of response and nodal status, that the pathologic outcomes of the patient still is a very strong predictor of patient outcomes. It's not perfect. And one of the reasons is because the patients who don't have a pathologic complete response consist of a mixture of patients who have a good prognosis, or what you might call a slowly proliferating tumor, and therefore are not very responsive to chemotherapy, but their prognosis is pretty good. And another group of patients who probably have a bad prognosis, but their tumors are just not responsive to chemotherapy for other reasons, and they need some other treatment. So I think we recognize that PathCR is not a perfect endpoint, but it is a pretty good predictor of patient outcomes. Again, I don't think neoadjuvant studies necessarily should lead to practice change in the adjuvant setting, but they certainly give us a good tool to rapidly pick regimens we ought to look at in the adjuvant setting to determine what the best treatment should be for those patients and to learn about the biology of the disease, more importantly.
Now, how many people were in the trial total?
2,400 plus patients.
So in terms of the overall question of whether docetaxel adds to AC in terms of disease-free survival, were there adequate events to be able to look at that?
I think that's one of the reasons that we didn't see a statistically significant improvement in disease-free and overall survival. And as discussed in the paper, Stuart Anderson, one of the statisticians, suggested that, first of all, the magnitude of the non-significant differences we saw were not that different from the differences seen in some of the adjuvant trials. But remember, these were not all node-positive patients. So in order to have gotten a statistically significant outcome for the magnitude of difference we saw would have required a study of roughly 10,000 patients, which really isn't practical.
That seems like a reasonable explanation.
I think it's a large part of it. I think it has more to do with the lack of a statistically significant disease-free and overall survival outcome than I think the concomitant tamoxifen use does. But there are a lot of people who have espoused that theory, and it may have hurt us some.
It probably did hurt some. And